guys do the intro.
Oh. Hi.
Brilliant. Hey, everybody. This is Max and Tim, and this is Tapes and Scouts.
Woohoo.
Woo. We are coming to you live. No, we're not. This is episode number 3. Max, plug some stuff.
You can find me on the Superliminal Entertainments, superliminalfilms.com.
Very good, very good. And you know where I'm, and because you found me.
Hey,
you
all
found
right.
You found this episode. But if you want to harass me on Twitter, I really enjoy yelling at people on Twitter. It's a lot of fun. @mad_dog_Tim.
It's also a great Twitter handle.
The underscores are so important.
The underscores really kill it.
Yeah. I remember Lou was like, was it available? I go, yeah. It's like, well, why would you not take that? I go,
Yeah.
I like underscores.
Yeah, no, I
like separating the words.
I like underscores as well.
I think they're important, people.
Yeah.
Let us know how you feel about underscores. Max, you want me to kick it off here?
Sure.
I'll kick it off. I'm going to do a movie.
No, right? I've changed my mind.
All right.
I want to go first.
All right.
No, go ahead.
Oh. I'm so easily confused at the beginning of this. My movie is Tusk.
Tusk.
I did Tusk. Now,
Had you seen it previously?
I didn't.
Okay.
However, I knew its origins.
Okay.
From the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the good actors involved.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was Kevin Smith.
Right.
What I wanted, I watched this with my wife.
Okay.
I watched this with my daughter and her boyfriend.
Okay.
And I said, we're going to watch this movie. And they had no idea.
Oh, boy.
I got to watch. It was such a great experience. If you get to watch Tusk with people who don't know what they're getting into, it's brilliant.
Nice.
Their reaction when you first see Mr. Tusk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Haley Joel Osment.
That's the first thing. They're like, whoa, Sixth Sense kid.
Yeah, it's just his face is grafted. It looks like they're like making a character for a wrestling game on 64. And then grafted his face onto a weird body that it doesn't belong to.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever heard a better description ever. So, yeah, I hadn't seen this, but I was very aware of its origins.
Yes.
And the podcast and everything.
I think it's great that 3 other people you watched it with did not. That's epic.
And I made sure they did. And I go, have you heard of this? Like, I don't think so. I was like, all right, I don't want to tell you anything about it. I just want to watch this with you.
Yeah.
They're like, all right. And I'm surprised they let me because I picked some real stinkers the last couple times we watched movies together. But they were like, nah, let's do this. I'm like, all right. So I watched this on the 5th, apparently.
Okay.
I don't buy that for a second. It's 1 hour, 42 minutes. The genre is comedy, drama, horror. Now, let me ask you something before I go farther. Horror and comedy are so closely knit together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's intentional. Do you feel it was intentional here?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Like
sometimes I watch these movies and I just don't know.
The Johnny Depp character, I think, is the giveaway.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, because I was just like, is that Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was like, this scene won't end.
Yeah, no.
The description is, a brash and arrogant podcaster gets more than he bargained for when he travels to Canada to interview a mysterious recluse who has a rather disturbing fondness for walruses.
That's right.
So, that's a weird description, first of all, because he didn't travel to Canada to interview that guy, but whatever.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'll forgive it. What is your opinion on Tusk?
My opinion is favorable. I did enjoy Tusk.
Mm-hmm.
The really bipolar way that it was handled worked for me because the idea was so absurd that I felt like these huge tonal swings from absurd funny to absolutely disgusting worked pretty well.
I agree. And now I feel like they don't even reveal its origins too well. Like they let the credits go by until they tell you its origins on the podcast and what episode to listen to.
Because
my family watched it and they were still so confused.
Yeah.
They're like, why did you, what is this? How could this?
So their reaction was not at all positive.
No, they liked it.
Oh, okay.
They did like it, but they were so confused why it was a thing.
Got it.
But once I revealed to them its origins and told them, they're like, that's great.
That's awesome.
So did I enjoy the movie? I did, but I don't know. It's just so damn weird.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer funny real-world Kevin Smith over some of this other experimentation.
Yeah.
But, you know, good on him for doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is just so weird. I don't know, man. I don't know how. I still don't know how I feel about it. I feel like he just really wanted to put Justin Long in a weird position.
Sure.
He's like, let me just get this guy who's red hot.
Yeah.
He was, because he was fairly red hot at the time.
He was.
He seems to have cooled since his Walrus movie.
That's strange, right? So what about the numbers?
IMDb gives it a 5.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics give it 44%.
Okay.
The audience gives it 36%.
That sounds about right.
I give it 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10?
Yeah. As a movie, it's just so damn weird. Yeah. And I love weird, so I think I don't know. I think if it was about anything more close to normal, I wouldn't have.
I also think that it's such a bipolar movie, and I think that's part of why people, and I think that's why you like weird movies.
But I do.
A fully weird movie is one thing. This movie feels, it swings so much.
And you really do hate Justin Long mm-hmm. in the early parts of the movie, and yeah. it's very hard to sympathize with him later.
Yeah.
The ending's weird, and I don't know. It's just a weird experience.
Michael Parks is great in it, though.
Michael Parks is fantastic in everything ever.
That's, all right, fair point.
Yeah.
So if he's ever in a movie again, we're not going to talk about it, because he's just fantastic in everything ever.
Isn't he dead, though?
He is, sadly.
Oh. Well, then if he's ever in another movie, we will talk about it.
We will.
So but right. I mean, have movie, that happen.
I will have a Michael Parks performance coming up.
Oh, will you?
Not this episode.
Okay.
But in the future, I will. Absolutely.
Is it Red State? Because I love Red State.
I also love Red State. No, sadly, it's not.
Okay. But we can talk about Red State one day.
He's so good now.
Red State is fantastic. So that's what I got. What you got?
I was watching at this time approximately The Invisible Man from 1933.
Mm-hmm.
So to warn all of you now, there are going to be a lot of Universal horror movies in my list because I picked up the sweet Blu-ray Universal horror movie box set. And it's glorious, and I have been watching it as fast as I can, because some of these are pretty, like, once we start getting into, like, the third and fourth movies of these particular characters, it starts to get pretty brutal, but it is cool to see what would, I guess, be considered the first cinematic universe.
Right.
With crossovers and everything, so I was pretty excited to see this. And The Invisible Man, going in, I would say, would be in my tops. Like, before I rewatched it, would be in my tops, because I remember it being awesome and looking cool, and the look of him with the goggles wrapped in the bandages mm-hmm. is pretty iconic, and obviously the book by H.G. Wells is great, and upon rewatching it, it was better than I remember.
Wow, nice.
It's so good. Claude Rains's performance cannot be overstated.
Yes.
It's so great. I forgot that he starts out batshit crazy from being invisible. The movie's effects are awesome. For 1933.
Mm.
Like, it's so cool. A bike rides itself. Like, there's so much awesome stuff that happens. When they're, like, making him visible and, like, you can see food in his belly and stuff. Like, it's so cool. It's such an interesting idea and so ambitious. And, I mean, obviously, this was directed by the great James Whale, which is just wonderful, and he kills it. It's maybe not quite Frankenstein, but for my money, it is real damn close. Like, I would not fault anybody. Like, I wouldn't fault somebody for saying either Frankenstein or The Invisible Man better. I don't know what I would pick. Luckily, mm-hmm. I watched Frankenstein last year, not this year.
You don't have to think about it.
So I don't have to make that choice. IMDb, so this shows you how fickle IMDb scores are. 7.7
wow.
for The Invisible Man. Meanwhile, over on Rotten Tomatoes, critical score of 100%.
Nice. Very nice.
Audience score on Rotten Tomatoes of 85%.
Okay.
So audience, not quite as, you know, I mean, the critics, obviously, this is a huge, important movie. It's right. a director that's super iconic. It kind of checks all the boxes. Max gives it a 9.5.
Nice. Wow. So, could this score ever be beaten?
This is the top score. There's one movie that beats this score because it's my favorite movie.
Okay.
So there's only one movie that exists that beats this score of a 9.5, because I don't do 9.6, 9.7, I just do sure. 0 or 5. But technically, I also wouldn't put it at a 10, so I guess it's technically a 9.9.
Mm.
My favorite movie, if you want to know what that is, you better hit up mad_dog_Tim on Twitter, because he knows what it is.
I do.
And, yeah, so Claude Rains is in it, obviously Gloria Stewart's in it, Henny Travers is in it, and if I can't sell you, if you're like, no, it's old, black and white, it's crappy, I don't like that kind of stuff, it is 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, you will waste that going down the rabbit hole of YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. You will spend more time Facebooking on the toilet than you will watching this movie. It is so worth your time.
Toilet Facebooking. So next, I got a movie I hope you've seen, because I have a very weird, it's another weird one for me.
Okay.
It's Murder Party.
I've not seen this movie.
Okay, are you familiar with this
movie? I watched the trailer.
Okay, so Murder Party.
Great name.
Great name. This is another example of a movie that I don't know if they're trying to be dumb and, like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't like this director.
The trailer also didn't make it super clear that it was supposed to be stupid.
Right.
So it was, the tone was, that's what I was going to, one of the things I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, at times it's dumb. The character's dumb. The main character is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
He is just hapless. The other characters border on really just weird to psychopathic.
Okay.
Essentially what it is, and let me read the IMDb description. A random invitation to a Halloween party leads a man into the hands of a rogue collective intent on murdering him for the sake of their art, sparking a bloodbath of mishap, mayhem, and hilarity. Yeah.
Yep.
Basically, this guy finds the invitation. It's blowing in the wind. He picks it up off the road randomly while he's walking back home.
Of course, because that's, I totally pick up trash all the time, too.
All the time. It looked like this great, he's like, oh, a party.
Yeah.
I want to go. He goes home. He makes a cardboard knight's outfit out of cardboard and just other existing things in his home. He's like, all right, I'm ready. And like, he, like, even his cat is, like, mean to him, and he's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, if this doesn't end with him going back home and beating up that cat, it doesn't. Spoilers, it doesn't. So he goes to the party, and he gets there, and he thinks it's just a normal party. He gets, you know, incapacitated, tied to a chair, and all these weird delinquents of different various art forms are trying to... They're going to murder him so they can enjoy the rush of that to do their art. One guy's painting, another guy's doing all this other shit. It's really weird. There's this rich kid financial backer guy that's, like, putting it together.
Yeah.
It's really dumb. It feels like forever.
Right.
I thought if it was just, if it had a hint more of comedy, if it aired a little bit more towards, because the main guy is really just hapless, and I like that. I like the main guy. Dealing with everybody else is a little much.
Sure.
I don't want to watch it again.
What's the runtime on it?
It's an hour 19.
Okay, yeah, okay, so it's 7 minutes longer than Invisible Man.
I wish I watched. It feels
like forever.
It feels awful.
Yeah,
There is some stuff that happens. I really don't want to go too much more descriptive in it, but a large percent of it is this guy sitting in a chair in a warehouse while these weird guys and girls are dancing around him.
Yeah.
The IMDb score is 6.0 out of 10.
Okay.
Here's what blows my mind.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes. You understand something I don't.
Okay.
The critic score is 100% from 5 reviews.
Has to have known the reviewers.
But 100%?
Had to have known the reviewers. That's why. Oof. If it was like a 70% or something, I'd say, okay, just some people ended up really digging it. But it had to have known the reviewers, right?
That's so weird. The audience score is 58%.
Okay, so now we're more... Even still, I still think it's generous compared to what you're going to give it.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's generous compared to what I was expecting based on your description. Who was the director?
The director is Jeremy Saulnier?
Okay.
Saulnier? Are you okay?
Saulnier, I don't know.
Saulnier?
Possibly.
Starring Chris Sharp, Kate Porterfield, Tess Porterfield, and Macon Blair.
Okay. Sounds like a pass.
Yeah, no, and like, you know, funny enough, this was, so I've been watching these movies a little behind the actor's studio curtain thing. I've been watching these on Netflix. I've been watching, a friend of mine has Amazon Prime. So, like, I'm trying to find movies from all over the place.
I like that.
I've been watching old DVDs.
Sure.
I've gone and bought DVDs just because I'm like, that looks dumb. Let's watch that.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do.
This was on TV one day after I had watched it, which blew my mind. I'm like, why is this on TV? And I've never changed the channel quicker. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. So this is an absolute teeth crawler.
Oh, my God, yes.
You'd be able to do backflips to get this thing off the TV. I like that that's our rating, is how fast we can crawl over.
With our teeth?
Predominantly with our teeth to shut it off a movie.
One day that'll be a t-shirt.
That's a good one.
So yeah, no, I'm done with that.
Okay, we're done with that. Moving on. So, all right, I'm excited. I think you've seen this one, and I am excited to talk to you about it.
I actually haven't.
You have not?
I have not.
Okay, all right.
But so that's fine.
This is a movie I watched early in the year again. Time is irrelevant to me for early January. I watched 2018's Venom. Yep. 2 hours and 20 minutes on this boy. It is obviously... They didn't call it a comic book movie, but sci-fi action. I put comic book because I feel like comic book's becoming its own genre very quickly.
It kind of needs to be.
Yeah. If you don't know the story, the IMDb summary is a failed reporter is bonded to an alien entity, one of many symbiotes who have now invaded Earth. But the being takes a liking to Earth and decides, instead of destroying it, to protect it.
Okay.
So this movie is absolutely a mess.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
It's just Eddie Brock is, they've had to change the character so much. The fact they even bothered to call him Eddie Brock is a disservice to the character of Eddie Brock.
Sure.
I don't know what accent Tom Hardy was attempting to talk in. At any point in this movie, it seems like it's all over the place. I don't know if he was just like, he woke up and went on set and was just like, fuck it, I'm from Boston. Fuck it, I'm from New York. Fuck it, I don't know where either of those places actually are. Hated his performance in this movie.
Wow.
The Venom stuff was cool to see. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, the storyline is so meh.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people dug it because they thought it was really fun. And some of the sequences are cool. Like him, there's like a cool chase scene where he's being symbioted and like, so he gets to do crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so it's like, there are some fun sequences in it. Mm-hmm. But man, overall, I thought it was kind of a mess. It's directed by Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland,
I like Zombieland.
It's getting a sequel soon. Obviously, Tom Hardy's in it. Riz Ahmed's in it. I think he, the character is paper thin, but I think he does a nice job with it.
Okay.
And Jenny Slate and Reed Scott are also in it. It's not my favorite thing in the world, and I do want to talk about these numbers with you a little
bit.
Because holy shit, these numbers are nuts. So I give a 6.8 out of 10. Not spectacular.
See, that's what I would have figured.
Yep.
Somewhere in that range.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Critical rating.
Okay.
29%. Whoa. So much closer to my opinion on the subject.
Okay.
Audience rating. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
81%.
Whoa.
That these are by far the most separate numbers I have. Like, it's the biggest valley I've seen in any of these. 81%. A lot of people loved it. The movie made a bajillion dollars, and they're going to make 1,700 more of them.
Right.
And sure, I guess. I gave it a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Not quite Murder Party bad.
Oof.
But I would endeavor to not. If it was one of the cool set pieces, I would watch it for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I would not watch a single piece of the rest of this movie.
Wow. So I have a question regarding these numbers.
Okay.
Now, in the age of comic book movies, and we saw this with Captain Marvel when that came out, a lot of people are trying to affect the numbers, the scores, the reviews.
Negatively, yeah.
Negatively. Do you think people did this with this movie because it's not Marvel's cinematic universe?
I don't.
And everybody wants a Venom in Spider-Man movie.
I don't think so, because I think the audience score was super high.
Mm-hmm.
I think the critics just didn't like it for the reasons I didn't like it, because it's a sloppy story. It's cliche. We've mm-hmm. seen it 100 times. It didn't seem like the actors were bringing, you know, even their C game.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
How was Woody Harrelson?
Well, that's a spoiler, but he's...
No, he's on the poster.
Is he on the poster?
He's on, yeah, I think so.
Holy shit. So he's in the after the credits sequence.
Oh, really? He has nothing else?
Wow! So, a little spoiler there.
All right, well...
He's going to be another character that the name of you probably know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, how was that after credits scene?
Yeah.
He's on the damn poster.
He's barely in it, dude. He's in it for maybe 15 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they tell you that his character's name is Cletus Cassidy, and that is as far as it gets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So I still want to see this movie, because I think Tom Hardy is one of the greatest actors. I love Tom Hardy.
Don't get me wrong, and that's a great point. He is a fucking awesome actor.
Yes.
There's no joke. Are we allowed to curse on this?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
Fuck
so
it.
He is great.
Yeah.
He really is a tremendous actor, and this was, I don't know what the hell he was on with this performance.
Everybody go check on Tom Hardy, because we have concerns.
We do.
Did you see Bronson?
Oh, of course.
Bronson is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
So good. That movie's great. I mean,
everybody go watch Bronson.
Oh my God. Watch Bronson. Watch Invisible Man.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Don't watch Murder Party.
Nope.
And Tusk is a fun experiment.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about Tusk and Venom, because that's probably our more contentious opinion.
Absolutely. Well, that's it. We're done.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, all of you.